The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Well, are you happy now?
Oh, yeah, I am. I thought you were talking about Aaron Jones to the Vikings for 1 year, $7 million. I was like, no. But Jen Latta on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee looks, this is the best you've ever looked in your entire life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I get very dressed up on television, man. I find it hard to believe that this morning with no makeup on and my hair
this
in a bun.
This is the best you've ever
wearing
looked.
Your Wisconsin Badgers jersey.
Oh, now there it is on YouTube.
There
Woo-hoo!
It is. There it is. All right. All right.
In the Elite Eight against Arizona to win to go to the Final Four. What's it like to wear something from a Final Four not 20 plus years ago? Damn. That's an evil look.
I promise.
I mean, look.
I promise new year, new me, which means I can't kill anyone in 2024, okay?
You killed someone in 23?
Yeah. News to us.
It's a fair assumption to make.
620 WTMJ is right there. Should we go break some news?
I'm just saying, new year, new me. I'm wearing Ben's jersey. Listen, here's what frustrates me. I don't like not paying off bets, okay? I pride myself on being, hey, if I stuck my nose in and made the bet, then I can handle the
consequences. That's rich, considering 2 years ago you lost a bet and was supposed to take the ACT and you haven't done that either. I take pride in, you know, doing my bets, but I haven't done two of them now.
Wait, hold on a minute. Rainbow Trout still going at it in our YouTube page. He says, I knew Jen years ago at MU. She had the hairiest forearms I'd ever seen. Guess what, Rainbow Trout? Still got him, baby.
Oh,
look
man.
Look at that. Look at those hairy forearms.
What?
Like, does he think that's an insult?
No, but
do you
like,
think that, like, you're hurting my feelings, Rainbow Trout? Put your real name on this, buddy. If we knew each other back in the day at Marquette. No, I'm serious now. Rainbow Trout, put your real name out there and we can have a conversation. Hairy forearms. What a piece of work.
But like, when would he be looking at your forearms?
Well, you know, everybody looks at forearms.
You know, you could have been showing them off in the jersey, but instead you got a sweatshirt on underneath.
That's a very good point. And I will tell you what, I am roasting under
you know
here,
what?
Ben.
I think Rainbow Trout is right. I think Jen she's insecure about her hairy forearms. She didn't
want. So.
Nah, you're not going to get me to take that bait. I'm not Rainbow Trout.
I tried.
We've been talking about the Packers this morning, as you would understand we would, with the big news yesterday. And we have not talked about Xavier McKinney. And it kills me that we are an hour and 8 minutes into this show and we have not yet been able to discuss what I consider to be the biggest splash yesterday in the free agency space. The guy that everybody was talking about would be the perfect fit for this Packers team. The guy that Jeff Hafley essentially described without naming names. You know what? Let's hear from him. Let's hear from Jeff Hafley, because when he talked about what he was looking for in that post safety, he described an awful lot of things. And I believe there was a reporter who, I think it was Zach Cruz, who at the time said, you know who that sounds like? That sounds like Xavier McKinney. Let's take a listen to Jeff Hafley from several weeks ago when he was introduced to the media describing his perfect safety.
I want a guy who can erase things. We got to eliminate explosive plays when we play this defense. So if a run hits up the middle, this guy's got to come out of the middle field with his hair on fire. He's got to be able to get a guy down. I also want him to be a guy when a ball carrier's wrapped up, he goes and he finishes off the pile. I want a guy who can go from sideline to sideline and take the ball away. I think that position has to be a guy with high ball production, meaning he's got to be able to intercept the ball. He's got to be a guy that can communicate, and he's got to be a guy that can get guys lined up and make some calls back there. And I'd love a guy who can play man, so I guess I'm describing the perfect player to you. But those are some of the traits that I would look for in playing that position.
I mean, check, 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 checkity, check, check, check.
Well, I mean, being the perfect safety is near impossible, but getting as close to checks as you can. I think you had said it on the way in, Jen. Xavier McKinney, how many missed tackles?
7.
He had said...
Hold on. We can't just blow by that. 7 missed tackles in a season, Ben. Not in a game. Talk about a season.
In a season.
How often did we talk on Monday mornings about the defense missing tackles?
I mean, Darnell Savage was woo, 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 you know? I mean, it's been years of this. It's not just... It wasn't just Joe Barry. It was Mike Patton. It's been a consistent theme of the Packers defense. And if you have a guy with seven missed tackles, and one of the first things you say, you want a guy with a hair on fire who can come in the middle of the field and finish guys, well, seven missed tackles for the season. There it is.
That's very impressive.
I believe six interceptions last year. Don't quote me on that, but somewhere around there. Takeaways. This, you said it. All accounts would say of the description that Jeff Hafley's looking for, which in my opinion is looking for Iron Man, who can go sideline to sideline and communicate and have the brains and think about the communication. I can't believe communication was a problem last year. Twice, I think it was the Giants in a different game where we're talking about missed calls coming from the defense to the players on the field. Well, guess what? I feel really good that he had a C on his chest, and he's a Green Bay Packer, and he matches everything. And props to Goody, because how many times we talk about what LaFleur might need and what Goody does in the draft? This was a free agent that meshed and hit everything that we're looking for.
And I love the goodwill that it builds in the front office, in the building. If you're Jeff Hafley, you come into a new organization, you don't know how willing the GM is going to be to go out and get the guys that you say you need. We always talk about who's baking the cake and who's buying the ingredients, right? You want to be in alignment. For Brian Gutekunst to go out there and say, what do you need? What do you want to make this cake? And Jeff Hafley would be like, well, I kind of like a guy like Xavier McKinney. Done. Got it. I'll make it happen. I cannot overstate the significance of Brian Gutekunst and Howie Roseman fighting over this guy yesterday, going back and forth over this guy yesterday. Because there was a point yesterday, guys, where people were convinced that the Eagles got him. And I felt bad. I was like, you missed out.
I falsely reported it on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
You said there was a local guy who had reported it. So it was even out there. I think the Eagles were very confident that they were going to get him. This is the type of shrewd leadership you want from your GM. Your defensive coordinator described a guy. You saw a guy who matched that description. He was available. You went out and got him. You paid what it cost to outbid the other team, the Eagles. They're, you know, an NFC team.
Play bang on the drum all day. Like this, like we spent an hour and 13 minutes breaking down, obviously, Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones, now Aaron Jones being a Viking. But isn't this what everyone's been waiting for?
So,
even go back to 2019. Zadarius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos. These two guys are a bigger splash than the four combined then.
And I will say this, the versatility that he provides cannot be overstated as well, guys. You can line him up anywhere, and that's going to mess up opposing quarterbacks. You never know where Xavier McKinney will be on the field. You never know if he's going to be blitzing. You never know. He could be in the middle of the field, make it to the sideline. Middle of the field, make it to the sideline. He's got that type of speed and coverage abilities. And, guys, the number that I saw yesterday, give me one second, man, because I can tell you want to say something.
No.
The number I saw yesterday that I was most impressed by, opposing quarterbacks, their passer rating against Xavier McKinney, 54. Their passer rating against
this guy,
54. Okay, so there are going to be times, guys, where guess what? He's not going to get a lot of action his way. You know why?
Don't want to go near him.
Don't want to. You know that it's not an open lane.
Man, if Jair can play too and be healthy. I mean, those two are guys. You got some guys.
Now, maybe Jair can take some tackling lessons.
I mean, he stopped tackling when he had the shoulder and back injury. Yes. I mean, he used to blow stuff up at the line of scrimmage.
I'd like to see him get back to that again as he continues to be a cornerstone of that defensive backfield as well.
You know what Xavier McKinney as well, Josh, is?
What's that?
Young and fast.
Uh-huh.
Seemed to work last year on the offensive side. Don't hate getting younger and faster on the defense.
We talked earlier about the emotional power rankings. I'm not sure we ever got through it, but the list that you and I had compiled was this. For an emotional standpoint, Jones. You know, the, Jones is gone, sad, end of an era. Then McKinney. And I could make the argument that those are 1A and 1B on the emotional power rankings. No?
Jones 1, there's no 1B. Is excited. We just did, I mean, we are living proof that Jones is number 1.
But
we did an hour and 10 minutes.
We did that begrudgingly. I didn't want to do that.
I think you guys are all wrong.
We got sidetracked by the fact that Jones was, that he signed with the Vikings.
The number one thing that happened yesterday, without any doubt, was the 15 minutes where we believed that Josh Jacobs
and Aaron
Jones.
But that wasn't real, Joshy. Yeah,
it was real to me, damn it. It was fun.
But here's what I want to say.
You can't take those 15 minutes away from me.
Never.
It was great, honestly. But it didn't happen, guys. So let's not live it. Let's live in the now, okay? The thing that was the most important, the most impactful yesterday, was not Aaron Jones being released. It was not even Xavier McKinney being signed or Josh Jacobs being signed. It was David Bakhtiari being released. Because you can't sign McKinney, and you can't sign Jones, and you can't build your team, and you can't add on, and you can't have acquisitions unless you get rid of Bakhtiari and get that money to do so.
Most impactful move, then, you're saying there?
Most impactful move yesterday was David Bakhtiari's release.
Then add Devondre Campbell with a little sprinkle on top. Not a huge portion, but a sprinkle enough to open up space to be able to have some room. And the cap obviously going up. I mean, it was a great time to have a great year with Aaron Rodgers' dead cap hit and then get rid of that and have some opportunity to build your team. Man, and I think somebody mentioned it yesterday. You think Aaron Rodgers sitting there and being like, damn you, Goody.
I hadn't even thought about that.
You know, like, we went 4 years. 4 years, and the only thing you brought me was the 2019 crew, and none of them were skill position players.
Defense. It was all defense, wasn't it?
Billy Turner.
Was
swing tackle.
Defense, yeah.
And then defense. Aaron, I mean, and who knows?
That was the Smiths and Adrian Amos, right?
Yep. He's probably thinking, damn.
But didn't we also talk about the money, guys? This was the first year where they had the money to be able to do something like this, to make a big splash in free agency.
Well, for some reason, Goody started continuing to restructure and extend Aaron Rodgers.
You've been talking about how this season might actually only be a cap-healthy season.
Yeah. I think the big difference that's happened here, and I saw Homer pose a question, like, why now versus in the past, and it's very simple. Brian Gutekunst has looked at his roster, his young roster, his young quarterback, and said, we are building a Super Bowl contender.
Totally
I'm
agree.
Investing and adding to this. Instead of in the past where it was, we already have a team we think can be a contender, so we're going to do all we can to retain and add in the margins to helpfully push us over the top. This is a team that is very good, that they think is only going to get better and continue to be a contender. It's
yep.
that simple.
Couldn't
still
agree
have
more.
Five picks in the top 100, too.
This is why I was fighting with Gabe about this when Gabe was like, you don't pay a safety, you know, $13 million, $14 million. You can't have your safety being a top earner on your team. And I go, why don't you set the trend? Instead of reacting to, oh, the league is changing, right? Everybody's doing cover two. Everybody's doing this. Reacting to it. Why don't you set the trend? And say, if there's a player out there who matches so perfectly well with what our new defensive mm-hmm. coordinator wants to run, we're going to go get him. And they did.
And honestly, I know he described a perfect safety, but if you're asking for the perfect signing, that is the guy that fits what Halfley's looking for.
You willing to agree with me that David Bakhtiari was the most impactful move yesterday?
I am. Definitely not emotional, but I think it was impactful. What are you doing here?
What's more, what am I doing here? What are you doing?
I don't know. You had a smirk when you asked me that question. I feel like you're setting me up.
Literally was just asking you the
you
question.
Had a smirk.
She's an angler. She's
don't
an angler.
Don't be so suspect. Good grief.
I mean, you're wearing my Wisconsin Badger jersey, and so I feel like you're going to try and get back to me at some point, so my guard's
get
up.
Get back at you? Good grief.
You said you were going to kill. You said it's a new Jen Latta who's killed somebody in 2023, apparently.
First of all, I never said that. Like,
implied
I would
it.
Ever admit
implied
to
it.
Anything so silly.
I've been watching Suits, so I feel like I'm a lawyer now. I'll have to go back and listen to see if there's anything admissible.
What exactly did I say there that you feel like was incriminating?
You're trying not to kill people in 2024? I mean, I feel like that's pretty incriminating.
But it doesn't mean that I've killed people in the past. I mean, I've certainly
it
wanted to.
It just means
to.
That I can start digging for evidence that you did.
All right. Well, if that keeps you busy, Ben, it's not like you have a show to worry about in the afternoon that needs your attention. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee has something bigger, better, and bolder, and it is coming the first week of May. It's the long-awaited grand opening of their state-of-the-art sports book venue, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, luxury seating for more than 200 people, expanded food menu, and you guys are going to love this. There is also going to be a broadcast booth where we will be doing shows, where Benny will probably be doing shows. The all-new Potawatomi Sportsbook venue is going to be a sports fan paradise. Mark your calendars for the grand opening the first week of May when sports betting in Milwaukee becomes like nothing you have ever seen before. Bet big, bet bold at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel new sportsbook.
Jen, you have your first casualty of 2024.
No.
You've killed Rainbow Trout.
No.
Since he called out your forearms being hairy, he's gone. You killed him.
He disappeared.
You killed him on the radio and he left YouTube.
Okay. Oh. Good to know.
R.
I mean, we can't afford to lose listeners.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah,
you can't
want some
eat
sort
the bread
of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like,
me?
You don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out, or maybe you are visiting the great city of Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. I tell you guys this all the time. Whenever I have pals coming in from the network and they're staying in Milwaukee for some of their sports coverage, you know where they stay? St. Kate's. It's their favorite spot. They love everything it has to offer. The deluxe accommodations, the culinary creativity, the on-site art galleries. Where else are you going to get an art gallery in the lobby of your hotel? Plus, they've got nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com, stkatearts.com. Do you like Huey Lewis in the News?
I've really enjoyed the bump back music today, I know it was a Hughes day.
Yeah, it's a Hughes day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I like the range. I feel like there's been some upbeat. This one had a little bit more melody. Like, you saw me getting my feels a little bit. I've enjoyed the bump back music
today. A little sashaying. Were you doing some sashaying there with your
shoulders? I don't know what that means.
You can't use those big words with him.
Sashay has two syllables.
Take it easy over there.
I mean, I'll keep lowering my expectations as the show goes on.
Just a little for old time's sake.
You did say that you wanted to throw him a bone here, right? Should we throw him the bone?
Oh, Joshy?
Yeah, let's throw it.
Not anymore. Why would I want to throw him a bone after that? But yes, I do.
Joshy, bone.
Can you got this thing that you, every opportunity you get to bring it out, you bring it out. I enjoy it. I, for one, enjoy it.
He's a bitter individual, this Josh.
Not bitter. It's just like...
He's a petty individual.
That's it.
I just have a good memory, let's call it. This is from July of 2021. Aaron Rodgers held a big press conference. We all remember it. Here is something he had to say about Green Bay.
I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here.
What a freaking bozo.
I heard you guys talk about Josh. When he uses bozo, that means it's it.
I'm getting such joy from him getting so much joy from this. I mean, the fact that he like skipped into the production meeting this morning and was like, I got a little sound. I want to bring it back. Can we play it? But you're right, Joshy, on some level, because Rodgers is gone. He's not in Green Bay anymore. And you got Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs who are, you know, skipping their way to Green Bay. So how do you explain that, guys? How do you explain big-time free agents signing their name on a piece of paper that has the Green Bay Packers logo on top?
Well, I mean, partially it is because the Packers are in an ability to spend money this free agent offseason. And
why would they have more money?
It was a leading statement to you, Josh. Why don't you fill us in over there?
Huh. I wonder if maybe not paying your quarterback every single dime he desires maybe opens things up, if not retaining guys like Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb to take up roster spots.
Just to be your buddy.
If not keeping around all the guys that you like and you think are your buddies and are good leaders in the locker room. Maybe you can spend money on guys who can improve the team, who can help you win more games. Maybe that's how you should build a roster and not just keep your friends around.
But that's just a suggestion by
I didn't mean for that to happen. Take it easy over there. Actually meant that went perfect.
Yeah, honestly. And Josh,
anything else real quick? Do you want me to tee you up for anything else?
You're not wrong though, right? I mean, like, look, we're having a good time. We're having a good laugh about this, but it was a very egotistical comment at the time to make.
Especially when there was no evidence at the time either.
Yeah, never once had anything.
You said that was
shown.
2021. What before that
nothing
happened where it was like, Rodgers is there, I'm coming.
What also makes it interesting is to be as good and as great as Aaron Rodgers was at the quarterback position, to have such an outsized belief of yourself even then, how do you manage that? What type of ego does that take? Because no one ever looked around and said, I'm going to play with Aaron Rodgers. No, the Green Bay Packers are bigger than Aaron Rodgers, and they will always be bigger than Aaron Rodgers. It's that simple.
Do you think that Goody is just like to himself, gloating?
To himself. I mean, I felt his chest out when he talked at the combine.
Yeah, but I'm talking about yesterday. You know what I mean?
If his chest was out, I mean, his brain's got to be.
Where are you going with this? If his chest was out, his brain's got to be. Well,
I think he was full pants off yesterday.
That was kind of where I was going.
Great time.
Yes.
He's. I mean, he proved it last year. And when we watch the New York Jets roll out whatever pathetic team they're going to roll out this coming year, and the arrow keeps pointing up for the Green Bay Packers and the arrow keeps pointing down for the New York Jets, it's going to be sealed. It's that easy. It was over last year, and it's just even further over as we continue.
Are you saying you wouldn't want to see them, though, like, match up in a Super Bowl in somehow, some way?
No, because I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Based off of the conversation we just had.
If you could guarantee me a win, yes. But I've got way too much invested in it to possibly lose.
Did you guys not read that Athletic article about
the culture?
Oh, no, they're
a dumpster fire. But the only way that Josh doesn't hold the leg over Aaron Rodgers where he can play this audio and dance on his grave is if somehow the New York Jets win a Super Bowl and the Green Bay Packers don't.
Yeah, but again.
It is not happening.
Who's more likely to win a Super Bowl, the Minnesota Vikings or the New York Jets?
Whew. It's a great question.
Probably it's a race to the bottom.
Probably the Jets, for being honest.
Because
I mean,
the
look, they've won seven probably to eight games even without them. Yes.
It's only the quarterback.
Because of the quarterback. Yeah. Again, reminder for everybody out there who is sad this morning that Aaron Jones has, and the breaking news in the first hour of the program was that Aaron Jones has signed with the Minnesota Vikings. They're not going to be good. Again, they don't know what the quarterback. And again, so let's say they go with Sam Darnold. We know what Sam Darnold is. Even if Kevin O'Connell is able to make him 50% better than he has ever been, it's still not going to
happen. They're going to draft a quarterback.
So they're going to draft a quarterback. Are you running a rookie out there?
I mean,
running
if you have
a rookie quarterback out there, with the exception of a C.J. Stroud, maybe a Trevor Lawrence, but we thought Trevor Lawrence would be transcendent when he left Clemson, I think is a mistake.
I'm not saying they do it right away.
I think always have somebody in front of them.
But if you have Aaron Jones and Justin Jefferson, you're putting a rookie quarterback at least. I don't know what their offensive line situation is, but if you have those weapons, I mean, that's at least helping your quarterback have some ability to, like, have a go-to target.
Realistically, who are they going to get?
I mean,
like, realistically, because they're not going to get Caleb Williams.
They're in the J.J. McCarthy race, is apparently what
they think. And so that's what I'm saying. You start Darnold for eight weeks, and if it goes poor like it's going to, then you throw somebody out there, and then that goes bad, too, and we're back in the same conversation we
are. Are you a J.J. McCarthy believer?
I'm
skeptical.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, I'm not like, I think he's going to be great, but I'm also not going to be like, oh, he's going to stink. But that means I'm not like going to be like, oh, I got to have him on my team right away.
Cool, middle of the road. That works really well for radio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it works well when I'm putting my name on a quarterback.
You've been so wrong before. What does it matter?
J.J. McCarthy, QB1. Market.
Wow. We could do something with that.
Yeah, exactly. But we didn't even push that hard, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, it doesn't take much.
It's not that hard,
Jen. Dig your heels in a little bit more on that one. I'm skeptical about J.J. McCarthy just because of the offense that he ran at Michigan. There's just not a lot of evidence. I hear the scouts. I hear people say that, you know, when he's out there. But I don't know how much you can take from practice reps. I don't know how much you can take from...
Look, here's what I can say. J.J. McCarthy doesn't scare me at all when you have Jordan Love on your team.
Do teams typically try and win without their quarterback?
What do you mean?
I know Michigan won a national championship and they were able to run the ball and defense. Kind of force their will. But aren't all great teams, if you have the quarterback, you typically tend to use them. Like, how many times did he have under, like, 12 completions in a season?
Like, well, there was famously that game where he had, like, 7 or 8, right?
Yeah. Like, To me, even if he's this NFL prospect that we expect him to be, you would use him more because he's able.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I don't want to go too far down the college football rabbit hole, but J.J. McCarthy won a national title at Michigan. Stetson Bennett won a national title at Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying they're exactly the same, but like it's evidence that you can win a national title in college not having a gunslinger, you know, the guy under center. Caleb Williams is expected to be the first overall pick, probably going to the Bears. They didn't even sniff the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels is in the conversation of a top 5 quarterback now. They were
she was not in the playoffs, but like Drake May, of course. So like it's just not a perfect 1-to-1. It's not a good
no.
I can't sit there and say
to me he feels like
J.J. McCarthy was the quarterback of a team that won the national title. He's going to have success in the NFL, if for no other reason than the guy right before him, Stetson Bennett, has flamed out gloriously in the league. Some of that is his own doing.
Yeah.
Is his own doing.
Looks to have a couple pops. Is that what we're referencing?
You know what? We're going to move on.
Yeah, cool. Because Bucks Plus is something you can have a couple pops and listen to on a weekly pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to the Here District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA Hoops champ himself, talk about everything in the Bucks world, and they are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions. So stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Here District now at Bucks. Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
One of those mornings when I could really use a Celsius energy drink. Stayed up late last night scrolling through Twitter, reading articles, watching film on some of the new Packers players. And so, a little sleepyhead. But Celsius energy drink gets it done for me. My favorite flavor is the peach vibe, but I told you guys, don't sleep on that sparkling grapefruit. It's so good. I have a Celsius energy drink every single Saturday morning during college football season, and it doesn't stop there. You can find it at Pick and Save. You can find it on Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. So it sounds like Aaron Jones might be in his feelings a little bit, guys.
And as expected.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Are you trying to tell me that... talks broke down with the Packers. Your agent went out and got you another landing spot, and you're not happy about that?
Yeah, because I think in Aaron Jones' mind, he was great to the team, not only from a player perspective, but from a contractual perspective. And although it's a business, he got the short end of the business. So he's feeling slighted, right?
Wait a minute. Did he get the short end of the business, or did his agent lead him astray? Because... if we're to believe the rumors that the Packers offered, and again, I still think this is agent speak, take it for what it's worth, half, 50% of what he was supposed to get, which would be $6 million. So let's just go with that narrative that Aaron Jones was offered $6 million to be a member of the Green Bay Packers. Adam Schefter just reported he's getting seven for 1 year in the Vikings, with the Vikings.
I still think he could probably feel slighted based off of how much they're paying somebody else to come in and make $12 million guaranteed. And he's like, man, that's not really making me feel valued after restructuring my contract, giving it all to the Green Bay Packers. So, like, there's an emotional element for him, too, especially with, he's probably feeling like, I did everything I could to help this team. Now they're just like, we're not willing to give you 8 or 9. We'll give you 6, 7.
When you were playing basketball and you were coming to the end of your playing career, how difficult was it to accept where you were from a skill standpoint, where you were competing with other players standpoint? Bring me into that. How hard was that?
Well, it's obviously hard, but what makes it easy is when you play for the Milwaukee Bucks in the summer league and you see someone who is 7 foot and has a 7'4" wingspan close out on you in NBA summer league in practice, and you're like, all right, there it is. When Giannis Antetokounmpo closes out on you on summer league,
the writing is on the wall.
It's much easier to accept. Now, when I was overseas, you know, people that they weren't making that much money in comparison to what I was making, so it wasn't ever that. So to me, his career is coming to an end. He gave it all, his all. He's been here 7 years, and I heard Jason Wilde talk about it. Jason Wilde thought that Aaron Jones deserved better. Guess what? He may deserve better, but that's not how the business of the NFL works. The Packers are making the right business decision.
And I agree with you. I worry a little bit that Brian Gutekunst is getting saddled too, hamstrung by the old narrative that Aaron Rodgers and company pushed that he doesn't treat aging players, veteran players, as well as he should. I think this is getting globbed in with that, and I don't necessarily think that's fair. I think in this instance, this is more about them finding Josh Jacobs is a free agent right now. They asked Jones to take a pay cut because that's what the market was dictating, right? For all of the players of his ilk. I'm not saying that him and Josh Jacobs are in the same camp. And anybody who's trying to make that argument, well, they gave Josh Jacobs $12 million. Yeah, but Josh Jacobs is, again, just turned 26. Aaron Jones will be 30 this season. And I said it earlier in the show. I'll repeat myself. It's a galaxy. At the running back position, yes. That's a galaxy.
And again,
so to sit here and think that Aaron Jones was going to make that money and that it's somehow egregious to have not offered him that, I think that's what the market is showing.
Yeah, and you can't value $4 million in leadership and what you bring to a team. You just can't. And you hope that Jordan Love steps into that role. He's been with the team for 5 years. But for those who continue, I still see it, continue to be worried about what Josh Jacobs will bring and want to point to last year. All I will tell you is if you have a guy 2 years ago at age 24 who put 2,000 total yards up in a dumpster fire of an organization, then of course has took a step back with Josh McDaniels because he doesn't know how to run an offense to save his life, which is why he was fired as the head coach.
What do you make of the questions that people are asking on the talk and text line of Josh McDaniels coaching the team the year before?
I guess that is a fair statement to make, but ultimately over the 2 years, you're going to get the overall sample size of his capabilities
Josh
to coach.
Josh Jacobs' drop in production to me was more about the injuries. And I'm not saying that the coaching situation didn't play a role in those numbers. I'm simply saying that that's why I think those numbers dropped.
Regardless, if a guy can get 2,000 yards with the Vegas Raiders, no matter who the coach is, it's about an organization. You have an organization with the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur, who has made rookie wide receivers and tight ends thrive. And, you know, the second-year guys weren't as great as we expected. Hamstring injury with Watson. Dobbs was up and down, but had a huge game when it mattered against the Cowboys. I'd like to believe that Josh Jacobs, who's 3 years younger, is going to thrive with Matt LaFleur. We're getting younger and faster. That's how they were good last year.
Josh Jacobs fits what the Packers have on their team already better than Aaron Jones does. In terms of, you can spread that ball all around in the passing game, and when you need to get yards, you get a big body, a guy who can move piles, a guy who can break tackles. Aaron Jones is great. He was great as a Green Bay Packer. It's impossible to look at the number he just signed with the Vikings with and not come away thinking the Packers got it right.
Don't you think that, even when Aaron Jones was out there, obviously when A.J. Dillon was out there, they weren't exactly like, we need to stack the box.
Right.
Josh Jacobs is a guy that's going to draw a ton of attention from defenses, which is going to help Jordan Love be even better, potentially.
The Packers wanted A.J. Dillon to work so bad because they needed that big body guy who could grind out yards. Josh Jacobs is A.J. Dillon times 10. He is like that exact type of runner.
His money will be too.
It is a very different world, and what it opens up for the offense for the Packers offense is can't be understated.
So
we all loved Aaron Jones.
I guess my question is, did Aaron Jones, by extension of his agent, make a mistake?
Yes.
By not just saying, I want to be a Packer. I want to finish my career here. And me and Josh Jacobs will be a hell of a 1-2 punch. Now, he didn't know Josh Jacobs. Again, I got to keep that's my bad. It's on me. I got to keep the timeline straight. We believe that talks broke down on Friday. The Packers rescinded their offer on Friday. Therefore, but are you trying to tell me that if Aaron Jones reached out to Brian Gutekunst on Monday after the Josh Jacobs thing, he wouldn't have said, hey, can we make this work?
Sounds like Drew Rosenhaus's agent was more pulling the shots than Jones was. Uh-huh. Because they had it. The Packers GM Goody and coach Matt LaFleur had a statement ready. Like when they released Aaron Jones, there was a statement ready to go.
Because again, theoretically, this was done on Friday.
And so sure, he could have seen it, but also, at the same time, I think he reached a point of frustration where he didn't feel valued, and no matter what happened, he wanted to move on because he was done with Goody and how he was going about trying
to
get him.
That sounds very Davante Adams-esque.
How'd that turn out for Davante?
Wishing he was back here with Jordan Love because he didn't think he was that good.
I'd bet 33 minutes ago, Aaron Jones tweeted the laughing emoji and skull face saying every story has three sides to that. And that is on the tweet from Rob Demoski, who said the Packers did not set out to sign a big name running back. But when the talks with Aaron Jones about a pay cut broke down last week, they quickly pivoted over the weekend and decided to go after free agent.
Yeah,
Josh
there is
Jacobs.
An article, if you want to read it, on ESPN.com that Rob Demoski wrote. I read it this morning, and it is that sentiment, basically, which was this was not the plan. But when I think they assumed that Jones would play ball. That's why everybody keeps pointing back to when Brian Gutekunst was at the combine and said absolutely when asked if Aaron Jones would still be a Packer, probably because Jones had played ball so many times previously, probably thought, we'll be able to come to some sort of agreement. We'll be able to come to some sort of you know, you give a little, we give a little. What do you call
that? He got give and take.
Oh, compromise. I'm not familiar with the concept. God, I was writing the joke for you guys, and then you didn't. So it's fine.
Ben threw me off with give and take. Like, what do you mean?
I'm still working on compromise in my relationship as well. Look, it sucks. But ultimately, as Joshy said, seeing what he went to for the Vikings, it's like, yeah, that's why it didn't work out, because he wanted more than the Packers were willing to give, and they made a business decision, and it sucks. And Aaron Jones might regret it, and I think that's why he's in his feels today, because he to me, if you sign somewhere else, and Joshy, I don't know if you said this in break or not.
Yes.
But you talked about how if I go somewhere, if I'm Aaron Jones, I go to the Vikings. The last thing I want as a Vikings fan is to see Aaron Jones tweeting about the Packers, right? Clearly, he wishes he was still there. There is some regret, in my opinion, on how this has transpired, because he sees Josh Jacobs and he sees what he's signing for. And he's probably thinking back to what he could have worked with the Packers to get and being like, damn, I'm stuck here, and now I'm like, crap, and this sucks, and I'm with the Vikings. Yeah, and
it's like, you're dating someone else, dude. Stop posting about your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
You get it. It was rough. You're not happy about it. I do think, though, that a byproduct of this that we should mention, and we need to wrap up this segment, is there will be casualties of the new way that the NFL is handling contracts. We have talked for years now about the Green Bay Packers and their willingness to rework contracts, work in void years, push money off to the future, ask guys to take pay cuts, change the cap hit, da, da, da. There are going to be casualties of that. There are going to be guys who are like, enough. I've done it. I did it. I don't want to do it anymore. And it feels like Aaron Jones is also a casualty of this newer, not new, not like it just happened last year or the year before. They've been doing this, but it feels like we know more about it than we ever have before. And there will be guys who push back, and this is the outcome.
Well, and Josh Jacobs signed the same contract, the 4 years, 48, that Aaron Jones did.
When he was 26.
And then they asked Aaron Jones to keep restructuring. So if I'm Josh Jacobs and the agent, I'm taking notes that they might want to keep restructuring me and promise me things later on. But then when business comes, business will come.
Dave and East Troy saying this is the business they have chosen.
Tune into the Analysis Show every week on Bucks Plus. The Analysis, Antetokounmpo sits down with special guests to have fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars like Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, basketball media royalty, Jay Williams, and more are already up as part of season two. So find the Analysis Show on Bucks.com/plus in the Bucks app, or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, The Analysis Show.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like,
scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
In blooms, Great Midwest Bank is here to help you plant your roots in the community. At Great Midwest Bank, they understand the importance of community, and they are dedicated to helping you find your perfect home within it. Call Great Midwest Bank today to meet their team of local experts who are committed to making your home buying journey as smooth as possible. If it's time for a loan, then it's time to talk to a friendly Great Midwest Bank loan officer. Great Midwest Bank is your and my simply local equal housing lender. Good things don't ever last. Lots of reaction rolling in. Holy moly. I mean, people are fired up about the Aaron Jones going to the Minnesota Vikings development. LL Cool Whip weighing in on our YouTube page. Remember, you can watch the show on YouTube. You can weigh in the chat.
Nice jersey, by the way.
For those of you watching on the YouTube channel, I'm sure you are marveling at my attire as I am wearing Ben Brust's Badgers uniform.
Did you shrink the seat so it's not fully on the camera?
No, this is where I always sit. I have thick thighs, if you will, and so they don't fit between the
thick
table.
Thighs and hairy arms.
That's right. I'm a total package, folks. Jones is that employee that does everything your company asks, wants reasonable and earned compensation, and then gets fired for it.
Nope.
See, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen today, guys. I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of fans out there who kind of internalize the Aaron Jones thing and think that, like, they then can be the model employee who goes out there and is liked by everybody and who, you know, has done everything that has been asked of them, and they could get fired. It doesn't work that way, first of all, whether you're in corporate America or blue collar America. You have to be fired for cause. But Joshy, you had a really good interpretation of the Aaron Jones situation and what actually went down.
I'm not sure what you're setting me up for there.
You said he overvalued.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Him, like most employees.
Okay. It's all right.
He, like, yeah, most employees.
You know what? I'll just do the show by myself.
Josh got nervous about the clock.
He, like most employees, overvalued his own worth to his company, and it led to him now no longer having a job with said company. It happens all across America. Everybody thinks they should be paid more. Everybody thinks their intangibles are worth more than it is to an actual company.
You can't walk into your boss's office and be like, hey, I know my performance and production is down, but everybody really likes me.
Pay me $4 million extra.
They like me a lot. Like, a lot.
I know I wasn't here for a quarter of the year, but I did good when I was here sometimes.
People really like me.
You know what changes the perception of the leadership and people liking him? Bringing in Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney and winning football games because of them.
Yeah,
that will cure
all,
everything.
It is a very, very good day to be a Green Bay Packers fan. Will the Intouch will continue this conversation right after this on ESPN Milwaukee.